Okay, we're with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take your calls this hour, and he's providing us great information. A number for those of you who don't have an opportunity to talk to him, there's somebody else you can talk to at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And, of course, the move is on to crush the website, so everybody who has the capability, go to criticalhealthnews.com, and let's see if we can slow it down. They keep boasting how their servers can handle anything. I'm not so sure. Criticalhealthnews.com. Back in a moment with your calls on Coast to Coast AM. We are back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and Doc will take calls. But before the last break, we were talking about anxiety and depression. You were talking about the shortage of a mineral, lithium, but I would guess that you've got a bigger program here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Of course, if people get the book, Rare Earths, Forbidden Cures, it's one of my books, Rare Earths, Forbidden Cures, in Chapter 11, under lithium. There's a section in there on hair analysis. It tells you how to collect the hair, where to send it, and you get it back in about 10 days results. And it'll tell you about 32 minerals levels in the hair, which is it also includes lithium. Now, we're one of the few companies that actually have lithium in our supplement program. Okay, when you get the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, you're getting lithium. And, of course, lithium deficiency, again, results in depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, PTSD, suicidal behavior, domestic violence, mass murder tendencies, serial killer tendencies, and so forth. And so, and of course, it contributes to everything from autism, ADD, ADHD, and so on. And so you want to, anytime somebody's going to get a physical, anytime somebody's going to a psychiatrist, psychologist, anytime somebody's showing any kind of mental or emotional problems. Every kid that goes to school, every kid or every person going in the military, everybody who's in the workplace should have a hair analysis as part of their annual physical. And if they have problems that develop, they need to get a hair analysis. Just a blood sample will not give you the information you need. So a hair analysis is imperative. And, of course, then they take the supplement program, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. You get enough lithium. And I've seen miracles, George, where people who really are in danger to themselves and everybody else, in just weeks, they become normal.
Just because of the deficiency
they
had.
Correct.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, we can stop all these shootings in schools. We can stop all these arsonists who will kill 300 people in a church. We can kill this thing, so to speak, using the vernacular, by finding out who's deficient, supplement them, and it all goes away. But hardening schools, doing x-rays and doing, you know, alarm systems, if you're metal detectors, that's good. I don't have any problems with that. That'll stop people from bringing AK-47s and handguns and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
in schools. That's
sure.
a good thing. But you still have to get to the basic root of the cause. Otherwise, those same people who cannot get into a school now with an AK-47 are just going to throw gallon glass jars of gasoline into churches and throw a flare in there and burn up 300 people.
It is amazing, Doc, what the mind will do if it's not supplemented the correct way.
That is correct. The mind needs 90 essential nutrients, just like your muscles and your liver and your kidneys and your heart and your lungs, your muscles.
Let's go to Randy in Whittier, California, west of the Rockies. Hi, Randy. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Doc Wallach, I just want to say you are a patriot for the people, man.
Well, thank you, sir. Very kind. How can we help you today?
Well, I just want to let you know I got on your product, and about a year and a half ago, let me back up. About a year and a half ago, I went up to a freeway here in L.A., and I was going to jump, and I was
knocked
off by the CHP. They were negotiating with me for about an hour. I had been awake for six straight days. I couldn't sleep. I had just been in a mental hospital. I admitted myself for paranoia and some other issues. And in there, I got very severe insomnia. And when I went home, it caused this behavior. Anyway, they took me to the hospital once again after the freeway incident and spent another spell there. Went home, same thing, medication, just making me feel worse and worse. I got back home, and I had another spell where I was taken to the hospital again. This was September, November, and December of 2016. So after I got out the last time, I went home, and I didn't want to live like that. where I could not sleep. My concentration, my focus, my short-term memory, everything was just shot. And for a year, I just sat in my apartment researching what I could do to, you know, remedy this, because the medication was not helping. It was making me feel worse. I just wanted to kill myself. I couldn't buy a gun because they put me on a do not own
put you on the list, yeah,
for 5 years. And after a year, I was listening to Coast to Coast, and you were going to be on, and I remembered. I had been listening to you for 7 years, and it dawned on me, man, why didn't I think of this? So I researched you for another couple months, and I talked to Donna Morgan with Youngevity, and she got me on a program, and I've been on it for 36 days now.
How do you feel, Randy?
I feel like a different person. Oh. I feel like I'm in touch with parts of my brain I've never been in touch with.
That's fantastic.
Thank you so much for sharing that testimony. You're going to save a lot of people by sharing your story. Thank you so much.
Joel, without being specific into his situation, of course, what do you recommend through criticalhealthnews.com for this?
Well, I'd recommend, of course, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and then an extra bottle of minerals, because that lithium is in the minerals. It's in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and you need a heavier hammer when you have a clinical symptom.
Sure.
And
oh,
so
yeah.
I'd go with one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And this is for people who are paranoid, just like this Steve Paddock. He was a multi-millionaire in Vegas in 2004. He's collecting guns, not to hurt anybody else, but he put his guns and ammunition in his cars and trucks and his fishing cabin and his home and his workplace.
Yeah, he liked guns.
Well, no. He was collecting them, George, because he knew they were after him. He was paranoid. So they were after him. So he was preparing himself to defend himself when they came for him. And then in June of 2017, he went to a psychiatrist, because he's getting worse, in Henderson, Nevada, who put him on anti-anxiety, anti-paranoia drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And in June, he shot up Vegas.
Jeez. Probably on those drugs.
That's exactly right. The drugs is a side effect of the drugs.
Well, Randy, good for you. I'm glad everything worked out for you. Keep in touch with us, too, Randy.
Yes, God bless.
Call us anytime you want. First-time caller, Gunther in Southeast Alaska. Welcome to the show. Hi, Gunther.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm gluten-free. I'm low-carb. I'm only organic. But the problem probably I have, I like olive, extra virgin olive oil and coconut oil. I have a problem with, but I have to switch probably now. Dr. Val is going to say to ghee. I can make my own ghee.
Okay. Now you say you have a hard time urinating. Is that what you're saying?
No. Sorry. I have a fungus problem with on my nails, on my fingernails, on my foot nails.
Oh, on your feet. Okay.
Fungus in his nails.
On my hand. Only on my right hand, not on my left hand.
All right. Okay, that's
now,
interesting.
Let me ask you one question, and then I'll give you some things to do. Did you ever have respiratory problems as a kid or a young man, asthma, bronchitis?
Sorry?
Did you ever have asthma or bronchitis when you were younger?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Right,
I already know what your problem is. You have a gluten problem. And, of course, it'll show up on your skin, what would be diagnosed by a doctor who's not thinking correct, a fungus, okay, because it's all red and pink and crusty and itchy. And then, of course, you're going to get asthma and bronchitis and respiratory problems. And so what you want to do is get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no olive oil, no coconut oil. You got to get rid of that stuff. And then you want to take, what do you weigh, sir? What's your body weight?
150 pounds.
150 pounds. I'd have you take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. And let's see here. That will do it. You're going to see amazing results. You can also use, if you want to, topically on the skin, our colloidal silver. Just take it neat right out of the bottle, a dropper full, wet a cotton ball and put it in between the toes where you have the itchy red pink skin. You can also use the CM cream for itchiness on those toes. But you get gluten-free and get on the 90 essential nutrients, it all goes away. And the respiratory stuff goes away, the skin stuff goes away. But even equally or more important, there's other minerals that you're not absorbing, other vitamins you're not absorbing, and they're going to cause life-threatening stuff down the line. And so if you can catch it now, get rid of all the bad foods, supplement with a Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. So you need a two. So if you're 150 pounds, I'd go with two of those because you have clinical problems. And you want to have a very boring health history. You want to go through the rest of your life with no problems. And that's, you know, I've been taking the 90 cents of nutrients twice a day for 75 years, have not been to a doctor in 75 years, have never taken a prescription drug, never had any surgery, and I'm just sort of that much away from 80. And nobody's going to steal an airplane with me on it. Most people think I'm...
We need to get annual physicals for our health insurance at the network. And I love filling out the chart at the doctor's office when they ask you about all these ailments, and you just click off no, 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 no.
Isn't that
and
beautiful?
It's a great feeling. Gunther, thanks. Keep in touch. And this email in from Ava wants to know about eye floaters, Doc.
Okay, eye floaters are remnants of a... artery that actually brought blood into the growing lens of the eye when you were an embryo. And when you were born, you didn't need that anymore. Just like your umbilical cord, you didn't need it anymore. So the umbilical cord, you cut it, but the remaining piece of the umbilical cord dries up and just drops off. The same thing with that little artery that's feeding the blood into the lens of the eye as to the embryo. When you're born, you don't need that anymore. So it dries up and shatters into fragments. And floaters in the eyes are fragments of that artery that you're going to find in the embryo. And so basically, many people do not see them until they get older. Their eye shape changes, and they get refraction from the light. They're harmless unless, you know, you get a big one. And so I have one that's got a hinge in the middle of it, and I play with it when I'm thinking. I will just jerk my eye around, and it kind of works like a thumb and forefinger touching each other. And I can play with it while I'm thinking, and people don't know what I'm doing. And I don't need a psychiatrist. I just have my floater I play with.
We're with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. That is his website. Do go there. Spend some time. There's great information there. Look at his videos and the many things that he has been instructing people to do for years. East of the Rockies, Dave's with us, West Plain, Missouri. Hey, David, go ahead.
Yes. Are raw eggs safe to consume? And what about wheat germ?
Okay. Raw eggs have a enzyme in the white of the egg called avidin, A-V-I-D-I-N, which actually destroys biotin, a B vitamin. And so I like to, if you're going to put like raw eggs into a shake or a smoothie or something like that, or if you're going to eat them, I would just hit them with just a little bit of heat and some butter so that the clear egg white turns opaque, and it's still liquid, but it'll turn opaque, and then you've killed that enzyme and it won't destroy it anymore. If you're going to eat them raw, without any heat on them, then you really need to make sure you're supplementing well. And again, I like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And we do have what we call hair, skin, and nails. Our product, Hair, Skin, and Nails, has a significant therapeutic amount of biotin in it. So if you're going to eat raw eggs, in addition to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, I would throw in the Hair, Skin, and Nails, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. Then you can safely eat the raw eggs.
And what about wheat germ?
Okay, wheat germ. My problem with that is, it's very difficult to get wheat germ that's free of wheat. I mean, it sounds like an absurd thing, but people say, well, I'm just using the wheat germ. I'm not using the whole grain. Well, the problem is you're going to get contamination from the whole grain, and 98% of all human beings, 98% of all human beings are gluten intolerant. It's just too risky. If you want to live to be well beyond 100 healthfully, you want to have life without terrible things, you know, kidney failure, liver cirrhosis, heart disease, lung stuff, and Alzheimer's disease, you got to give up that gluten. You got to give up the wheat. And, of course, if you look at the Asians, they don't have the diseases we have unless they come here and eat like us. In Asia, and I spend a lot of time in Asia, we have so many offices now and all over Asia. We're really going over there and really getting them involved. But what I've learned is their basic source of calories is rice and sweet potatoes, and they don't have our problems. They come here and start eating like us and start eating European grains, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. They get all the problems we do because it affects their intestines like it affects ours, and it reduces their efficiency of absorption. They go back to Asia, and within 6 months' time, all their problems are gone because they're now eating rice and sweet potatoes again. So I kind of eat like an Asian. I probably haven't eaten wheat, barley, rye, and oat products for 45 years, and I just I'm obsessive about avoiding them, and that's why for 75 years I haven't been sick. I have a couple of physical injuries, you know, no sickness or illness or diseases because I've supplemented heavily. My auric point's over 500,000 a day. I avoid wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and I take all the nutrients necessary for all tissues in my body to maintain and repair them, and I supplement twice a day. And I don't expect everybody to do as much as I do for political reasons.
No, I've been to dinners with Doc, and his dinner, believe me, and you've got a handful of them.
Yeah, my dinner is mostly supplements.
Exactly. Let's go next to, whose turn is it? Ann in Syracuse, New York. Go ahead, Ann.
Hi. I've got questions about thyroid and iodine.
Okay.
I think I can get the whole spiel out within a minute and a half. Is that okay?
Yeah. If we don't have time, I'll hold you for the break. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So hypothyroid, 5 years, been on natural desiccated thyroid. My numbers, I'm wondering if I truly have it or have central or
okay.
a problem.
Well, let me just pop in right here. There's two things you have to consider. Number one, if you've been taking thyroid medicine and you still have the problem, you have an absorption problem. You're not absorbing the stuff, okay? So you got to get drop-dead gluten-free. Absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, wheat, barley, rye, oats. You also have to give up cruciferous vegetables, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and kale. They interfere with thyroid function. You want to, how much do you weigh, dear?
150. I'm totally gluten, grain,
okay,
dairy.
Now, let me stop you there. When people say that to me, I win lots of money on bets from them because you got to make sure everybody in your household is gluten-free. Otherwise, you're getting cross-contaminated. It doesn't matter how good you are, but if you have a dog that's eating dry dog food with whole grains in it, it's got to say grain-free, gluten-free for the dog.
You mean just breathing that in will get you,
that's
huh?
That's right. Just the dust from the dog food. They lay their head on your lap and lick you and all that kind of stuff, and you feed them out of the bag. Then, of course, other people in the household. There's cross-contamination in the dishwasher. There's cross-contamination on the food processing surfaces. There's cross-contamination on the couch where everybody watches TV, the bed where you sleep together, the washer and dryer. And just because you're gluten-free, everybody else in the household's got to be gluten-free also. If they're eating gluten outside the house and bringing it in, throwing their clothes in the washer and dryer, you're washing your clothes in, you're not gluten-free, dear. Okay? Then I would have you take it at 150 pounds, two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. You throw in what we call Ocean's Gold, three of those tablets twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And I would also throw in the Z Radical, Z like zebra dash radical. I'd go ahead, it's a liquid, take 2 ounces a day, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. And that's 2 quarts a month. And very quickly, you're going to be a different woman.
All right, Doc, we're going to come back and take final calls next. Back with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com, our final segment with Doc, and we're trying to crash his website. We haven't been able to do that yet. CriticalHealthNews.com, give it a try and see what you can do. If every listener went to the website, I bet we'd crash it. Doc, that's a pretty good website. It's strong.
Well, we're very proud of our team. They just work real hard. They're up longer than we are because they got to finish up with all the calls they get.
Yeah.
And so we're very, very proud of them, and they work hard for the people who call.
Well, you've got a great team, and you work hard too, my friend. You're traveling all over the country giving events, speeches, conferences. When are you home?
Well, people always ask me where I live, George. They say Delta Airlines.
Here's the phone number again to call for help, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. The calls are lining up here for you. So let's go back to Ann in Syracuse, New York. I want to make sure she's satisfied with your answers, Doc. Ann, is there any other questions you've got?
Oh, for sure. You read my mind.
Sure.
Yeah. So my question is, my labs have been within normal limits, but they're all low normal as far as TSH, free T3, T4, reverses, mid-range. My question is also about iodine. The functional docs have extreme opposites. Both arguments are convincing. So at one point, I was up to 50 milligrams of iodine following brown.
I get the questions. Well, first of all, you have to appreciate that doctors are very ignorant. Your thyroid gland requires all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids to make the hormone thyroxine. The reason why they are obsessed with iodine is because there's an atom of iodine in each molecule of the hormone. And they don't pay attention to the other 89 that are required for the thyroid to work and make the hormone. And that's where they miss it badly. And the reason why you're not getting the response you'd like to see, and all your numbers are low normal, you're not absorbing efficiently. You're getting cross-contaminated from somewhere. Somebody's getting gluten into you, okay? You need to really be obsessive and go through the house, go through your workplace, go through everybody in your house's workplace, dog, cat, bird, fish, kids, sister, mother, roommate, spouse, partner. Everybody has got to be really grilled because they're cross-contaminating you is why you have the absorption problem, why your numbers are all low. And, of course, you need the complete supplement program that we went through. And so this is, you know, next time you call in, if you do your job, you should be giving us a good report.
Why are so many people gluten intolerant?
Well, human beings were never meant to eat wheat, barley, rye, and oats, George. Okay, we're eating something because it's easily farmed and stored.
Right.
It doesn't need refrigeration. People make bread out of it and pasta and noodles. It's a lot of fun and tastes good and bagels and pie crust and all that kind of stuff. Great stuff.
It is.
Beer, whiskey are all made from wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And so we use wheat, barley, rye, and oats as a source of many different foods, and it has become part of Western society. And as a result, everybody uses it. But you go back to the Bible days, and when people were getting diseases, okay? And let's see, what's the one that they used to get was in the skin problem and everybody was dying from it?
When was that?
Oh, in the Bible days, 2,000 years ago.
Leprosy?
Leprosy. You got it. Perfect. You get an A+.
Thanks. Were you testing me?
I'm testing you. Because here's the deal. 2% of leprosy is infectious. That's the same organism that causes tuberculosis gets in the skin. 98% of what was leprosy is just eczema and psoriasis caused by a gluten problem.
Huh.
Which
back to the cause.
Looking at mummies.
Annie in Alabama. Go ahead, Annie.
I promised George I would ask you about this.
All right.
Okay.
Can you tell me why the price of raw Latin American brown sugar, such as Pilancio, which is unrefined and raw and takes no equipment to make and no personnel, why is that 8 times as high as the cheap white sugar that they're flooding the market with? Who's jacking it up?
Okay, well, here's why. Because every person who thinks natural, every vegan, every vegetarian, every hippie wants brown sugar. So the market draws the price. People will charge as much as the market will bear.
And every hippie? What's wrong with a hippie? Doug?
Nothing.
All right.
But they want certain things, just like they want recreational marijuana.
And?
And? So what's wrong with hippies? Well, there's consequences. When you look at recreational marijuana, the death rate from automobile accidents is skyrocketing because there's no law against being high while you drive. There's no law. There's laws against being intoxicated with alcohol, but there's no laws yet that say you cannot be high on marijuana while you're driving.
Well, why is raw sugar so expensive?
Because everybody who's into natural living wants it. So it's one of those things where the market is going to charge what the market, the demand will bear.
Ah, and that's how they make their extra money,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly right.
Next up, let's go to Joe in the Bronx. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good, Joe.
Good. Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask you about, I believe it's called lymphopenia.
Lymphedema?
It's the inflammation of a leg. A friend of mine needs hip surgery, but that's been postponed because her leg is inflamed.
Yeah, okay, and edema in the leg, is it the left leg or the right leg or both legs?
I believe it's the left leg.
Okay, does she have skin problems anywhere else other than her legs? Does she have, you know, eczema or psoriasis or rosacea on her face?
I'm not entirely sure of that.
Okay, what about asthma bronchitis? You have any respiratory problems, you know?
No, I have very little information on
that.
Okay,
do you know if she has any bowel problems? Constipation, diarrhea, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, anything like that?
I'm not entirely sure about these things you're asking me, but what is the remedy for such a situation?
The remedy is to avoid gluten. See, now, when people have problems with their colon, if it's the descending colon that's most inflamed, the left leg is going to be involved. If it's the appendix and the ascending colon most inflamed, it's going to be the right leg.
Oh, so that's why you asked what leg it was.
Yeah. And so if the whole colon is afflicted, she might have what's called diverticulitis. Okay, and of course the doctors want to remove the colon. Now, she has an absorption problem. How old is this woman? What does she weigh?
I believe she's in her 60s, and I'm not sure of the weight.
Is she bigger than you or smaller than you?
I think she's smaller than me.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe normal size, right?
Yeah, 125, 140, somewhere in there.
Right.
Okay, so what we need to do is get her off all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, bread, around oats. I'd have her take, one healthy brain and heart pack per month, Have her get another bottle of our Ultimate Selenium so she can take a total of six a day, two with each meal or three at breakfast, three at dinner. She needs to get an extra bottle of the OsteoFX Plus so she can take an ounce at breakfast, ounce at dinner because of this hip issue. She needs the vitamin D3, three capsules twice a day. And one of my new secrets from our new Free Life division, she needs the MSM, three letters, M as in Mary, Sam as in S, and then M as in Mary again, MSM, two bottles a month, so you can take three twice a day. That's designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. We take people with bone-to-bone arthritis in the hip and the knees. The body, given the right raw materials, can rebuild itself. If you just take pain relievers, you get pain relief, but the disease continues to get worse.
It's remarkable what the body will do to heal itself, Doc.
That's correct. Given the right raw materials, we have the genes, the DNA, the RNA, the telomeres to rebuild everything, to maintain and repair everything. But if you're eating food that only has three of the nutrients you need from the soil and you need 60 or 57 short, you're not going to be happy with the results just by eating well. You go to the doctor, he gives you a pain reliever, and you're just bowing to him and thanking him for giving you pain relief. But the disease marches on, and then a year or two or five later, now it's time for a double knee replacement. Now it's time for a double hip replacement. And he knew that. You were just an ATM, money in the bank, waiting to be harvested down the line.
I've become like you, Doc, when I travel, and I've been traveling pretty extensively lately. You don't want to miss your supplements. So I've been getting one of these little pill boxes.
Yeah, like a little fishing tackle box.
Yeah, and then, I just carry the supplements in there, and before the trip, I'm dropping them in there. Oh, this is for Saturday. This is for Sunday. And
exactly.
And
well, that's what I do. I have a backpack, and I carry 25 bottles that I've made up that have all the supplements in there. And when I get down to the last three or four, I save the empty bottles and then redo it. And I carry two 70-pound suitcases. I carry actually three.
You check them, don't you?
I check them in.
Yeah.
And I carry two 50-pound carry-ons, which are my supplements in those bottles. But two of those three 70-pounders are all my supplements I take from being on the road for 90 days at a time. And I just can't depend on everybody having everything I need, so I carry everything with me. I just don't take a chance.
Do you ever get asked by TSA, what the heck is this stuff?
Oh, yeah. And they run their machines through it, and their little tags, and test them in the machine to look for explosives and drugs and things like that. The ones who really freak out is when you go to another country.
Oh, yeah. They have no idea what they're looking at.
What are you taking all this stuff for? Are you going to sell them there? No, this is my stuff.
Let's go to Cora in Taos, New Mexico. Hi, Cora. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
So I have ovarian cancer and hypertension, and one of the drugs I'm on, called Avastin, prevents me from growing new blood vessels, but it also can raise my blood pressure. And in December, an echocardiogram showed I have what's called an S5, where the hypertension is causing my heart to stiffen and harden and have to squeeze harder to work. So is there something I can do? Because I do not die of a stroke or a heart attack, while I'm fighting this cancer.
No, you don't want that.
Okay, so
go ahead,
how much do you weigh?
How much do you weigh, Cora?
143.
Okay, you're right on that cusp. You have a couple of life-threatening things here, so we're going to use some heavy hammers, okay? And so you need to get rid of all the bad stuff, which is the source of your problem. You need to get rid of the fried foods, the processed meats, oils and glutens, no wheat brought around, oats, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, managed cellulose, and cooking oils. Then I would take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day, or if you have to, a third, and a third, split it out, whatever, whatever's comfortable for you, with meals, not an empty stomach. Then I would also take the Z-radical, 2 quarts a month, 1 ounce at breakfast, 1 ounce at dinner. I would also take the BTT 2.0 tablets, 1 bottle a month, so you can take 2 of those tablets at breakfast to a dinner time. That's going to give you 160,000 auric points, antioxidant points, to protect you, support your immune system. Because you have high blood pressure and heart issues, I would also take the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. It's 3 words, Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. They're designed to support healthy blood flow through blocked and inflamed arteries and support healthy blood pressure. And I would go ahead and take 9 of those a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time, because they're also very good for your immune system. And that would be 3 bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. And for the heart issues, also in addition, you're getting lots of stuff in those 2 healthy brain and heart packs to support heart function and health.
Yeah, that you've got some crossover effect there.
Exactly. And that's why I put that heavy-duty hammer in there for the heart issues. But I would also throw in from our what's called good herbs, it's a tincture called healthy heart support. It's the heart support. And it's a group of herbs that actually slow the heart down, let it relax. The Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets are for blood flow through obstructed arteries and swollen and irritated arteries, where the tincture from good herbs actually gives relaxation and supports a stronger heartbeat and everything else. Okay, and it's called the cardio support. I'd go with the cardio support. And one other thing, if you want to throw it in there, is Cardio FX. Cardio FX is a capsule with herbs in there also that support heart function. Calms the beat down so you don't have a rapid heart rate or an irregular heart rate. And do you have any back problems at all?
I think she hung up, Doc.
Oh. Okay, well, just if she's still listening, if she has back problems, I would throw in the MSM, 3 of those twice a day, 2 bottles a month. Because sometimes you can have the stiffness and rapid heart rate in the heart because the disc, degenerative disc disease, the vertebrae getting closer together, and they smash the roots of the spinal nerves to control the rate and rhythm of the heart. So that's another issue. Always throw that MSM in if you have anything going on with the back.
Doc, where are your next travels, my friend? Are you going to be at Contact in the Desert in June?
Sir, that is my primary goal, to be there every day for the next 200 years.
I will see you there. I guess we're going to celebrate my birthday out there.
All right. You're going to be 40 years old yet?
Only because of you, my friend. Well, I've got a minute left, Doc. CriticalHealthNews.com, of course, the website, the phone number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach with us. He appears once a month along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, who comes on once a month to give you information. And I've got to tell you, Doc, and I want to compliment you, that call from our dear friend who was suicidal, and you and your staff helped him through this. And he's been on this program for 36 days now and feels tremendous. You ought to be given a sainthood for that.
Well, you're very kind. And, of course, one of the beautiful things about this, we created this system, which you're participating in, to leverage our time because we knew we had something unique that could help people like this guy and others, all the callers. And if I was just seeing 35 patients a day like the average physician, we would have no impact on the world. But through your graciousness to work with us, and get this information out to your listeners who are, I mean, everywhere I go in the world, all over Asia, all over Mexico, Canada, South America, everybody says, oh, I heard you on the charge.
I know. We're all over the place. Doc, thanks. We'll talk to you next month. Doc Wallach, CriticalHealthNews.com. Up next, ancient civilizations, but wait till you hear what they are.